Welcome to the Virtual Compound, where three women brought together by dance found friendship and sanity through commiseration and coping with everything ranging from parenting, life married to the military, fitness, faith, and dance moms.
I'm Lacey, a homeschool mother of five. I've been married for 20 years, and my husband has been a Marine for 23 years, and we are in the process of retirement.
Boo, you're leaving.
Yes.
I want to celebrate for you, but I'm not going to yet. Sorry.
No, I'm salty enough to celebrate. I see the light.
Right. Hi, I'm Katie, mother of two, married to my high school sweetheart. Yes, we started dating at 16. We did actually, we were boyfriend and girlfriend before freshman year of high school. Broke up. He broke my heart over AIM. I am slightly aging myself. For all you little people who don't know what AIM is, go look it up. I'm not going to tell you. And actually, what's even better about this, he's going to hate me, but I'm going to say it anyway. He broke up through my then best friend, Allie. Hey, Allie. Because I wasn't on at the time. Because, you know, hey, all you new younger people out there, messages didn't just hang around and wait for you. You were either on and you got them, or you weren't and you got nothing. Period. That's how that went. So,
oh my God, I forgot about that.
Right?
I forgot it.
It didn't wait for you either. It just wasn't there.
You know how they leave notes on Instagram now or something like that?
Yeah.
How MySpace and AIM away message is that?
Oh, I know. I do remember that. I remember first writing
what are they called?
First away message.
Did you leave a really dramatic thing and put a dramatic song on MySpace?
God. No, because I had Zanga. I had Zanga, and it didn't have the music abilities at the time. Because they weren't as cool as MySpace. Yeah.
What is this generation called? Z?
The next one's Alpha.
Right, but the current one under us is Z. The one that's
I don't know.
Okay, they're
I don't consider myself a millennial. I'm that old.
I was
going
to say, you're technically
I'm on the cusp.
X. You're
Whatever. Yeah. They are riding the millennial coattails because everything we did, they're doing in a slightly different way. And I'm
right. You think you're original and you're really not.
Like that one thing I sent you guys the other day where it's
the comedian.
Yes. And it's we walked so you can run.
Yes. Yeah.
You're welcome. And now they can add music to their Instagram thing. And I'm MySpace.
Just go look at MySpace. Yeah.
Just go look at MySpace, okay? Because you have to leave a dramatic song, depending on what you're feeling that day.
Oh, and man, do we have some dramatic former dancers of ours who do it. It is fabulous to see what they put up there. Anyway, I'll finish up my little spiel. So Marine Corps, let's see. Oh, geez, forever and a half. 14 years. It all depends on the date you want to go with. So we have dates of 14 years, 12 years, and 13 years, 12, 13, and 14 years, depending on which date and which paperwork you're looking at. So we have somewhere in the realm of we aren't retiring for a while. So
mid-teens.
Yeah.
I love it. Hi, I'm Amelia. Sam and I've been married for 10 years. That's not true. 11. We just had an anniversary. 11 years. And I have two kids and we homeschool, and I'm looking at my notes about what I'm supposed to say. We met in college. We actually met within my first 2 months of college, and he's been in the Marine Corps for, we're light at the end of the tunnel. So 15 years, no, 16 years. Yes. 16 years, because how I do this, and this is so strange, I count by number of PCS moves left. So we have one move and a year left.
Assuming that you get, I don't know though, if you keep doing this whole 1 year at a time thing, then your counts are going to be way off.
Mm-hmm. No, because we will move for a full set of orders next, right, which is one of the impetus for trying to get 1 year orders. So we don't move for 3 years and then have to extend where we are for a year, or take a whole new set of orders and be there for a year before retirement.
Right.
I mean, if he retires, I don't know. I'm not going to like put it out there about what he's doing because we don't know. We don't know what we're going to do when we grow up. And the idea of no one telling us like where to live is kind of scary.
Right. It is. Yeah. I think that's the difference between where we are and people who like Lacey over there who are ready for retirement. It comes down to like, are you ready to actually make some of these decisions on your own? It's not that we don't make a ton of decisions, people, or that we are happy about the decisions that are made for us. But when you get into the rhythm after 14, 15 years of not having that decision to make, it is kind of a terrifying option.
Yeah, like, this is your job. This is where you're going. This is what you're doing. And this is like, it's your family's thing too. And it's like, all right. Okay. No decisions are mine. Cool. Okay.
Bloom where you're planted.
Yes. Mm. I've got all kinds of shirts that I want.
I have none of the shirts because I do not subscribe to that belief.
Well, I do for our children and more recently for me. Actually, you know what brought it up? Okinawa is what like did that.
Even if you don't subscribe to the Bloom Where You're Planted ideology, though, you do because of the friendships you make. Look at the three of us. We are constantly talking. We're constantly engaged on how many different platforms?
Okay, there's a discussion we have to have. How many different chats do we have that we use today? How many do we have? Yeah.
Four?
I'll write that down. Six, because if we were talking in between each of us, too, there's six.
And you were sleeping for some of them.
Oh, crap. Marco Polo.
Yeah, I counted that one.
How did you not count Marco Polo?
I don't know, because I was thinking like...
Yeah.
And not like this.
Yeah.
How? I'm writing it down. How many chats?
Okay.
Okay, wait.
We have Marco Polo Instagram.
Between each of us, so that's three. Like, individual Marco Polo, group Marco Polo, group chat, Instagram, group chat, Facebook. Individual Instagram, individual Facebook.
But wait, we got to go back to old school.
But then text messages.
Text messages, email.
Oh, wait, text.
So we're like 11.
And then
email. There's like 14. Band. So we've got like 20 different conversations.
Oh, band. Because if we log back into band, we still have access to those too.
But we're not like actively working on band.
Okay, but we do.
True. I say 11.
That's true. 11.
No, we're like at 14 if we're counting emails.
Oh, yeah. We forgot about email.
Mm-hmm.
And how many did you use just today?
No, like I think we're at like 14 just today because we didn't count band and I emailed all of you guys, although we didn't email each individually.
Yeah, right. So if you
But we have all talked individually.
So I would say you have to then just count platforms. It has to be.
It's four different email.
Instagram, Instagram, Facebook, and text. So four.
And Marco Polo, that's five.
And Marco Polo, five.
And now Zoom, that's six.
Six just today. Just
I sent you guys that meme a while back, though, that it's like you're not actually friends unless you're talking across like four different platforms at the same time.
Yeah. That's true.
Like then you're not actually friends.
Yeah. You know, we had actually gotten around to like trying to keep it down to like two there for a while, Amelia. But then we added in the group chats and all that went out the window.
Yep.
Well,
we're back to all of it. So I love it because I just always, you know, then have to go back when I see your response to one thing and remember what it was we were talking about in that one and respond to that.
I gifted you both pro, so you could have, if my angel fell off. So you could have.
You kept gifted me pro?
For Marco Polo.
Marco Polo?
Woman.
But she ran out.
We ran out, and I never used it anyway because I'm always driving everywhere.
Well, I'm walking my dog because it's the only time that my children aren't going to be like, Miss Katie, Miss Lacey, tell. Okay, can I?
Let me draw you a picture on the screen. Look at the heart on my face.
God. I want to draw a picture on your screen. I'm going to draw a picture. I'm going to draw a picture for Charlotte. Okay, this picture is only for Charlotte. Okay, now I'm going to draw a picture for Emma. And I'm going to draw a picture for, now I'm going to draw a picture for Abby. Wait. Clara, let me draw a picture for Brody.
Yep.
Mom, I want to FaceTime Lexi, but not with you, only with Lexi. Don't let Miss Katie, only with Lexi. Can I Marco Polo her?
I miss them.
So I have to walk my dog by myself. And then my children call you across the world being like, my mom's gone forever. She's walking the dog.
safe to say, kids, just wait 5 minutes.
5 minutes. I'll be back.
Oh, and then someday it's like, oh, honey, I was walking the dog and a crow just like flew down and picked her up and flew away.
It's the darndest thing. Although out here,
hey, then you can get the pretty rug.
Yeah.
It's so
hi, pretty girl.
Hi. It says hi.
It's such a pretty rug, guys.
Well, so why haven't I know, but I will ship that thing to you because unless something's changed, they won't ship out there.
No,
she's talking about the one at the Fleet Give Shop.
Oh, wait.
So pretty.
It was a Ruggable.
No, she wants to get Ruggable because she can wash it, but she wants the $600 one from the Fleet Give Shop.
I do want the $600 rug from Fleet Gift Shop.
Got it. So why haven't
we all know what honey does to $600 rugs?
Yeah. Well, yeah, she did it.
And then even if it's not a $600 rug, she cost me $600 because she eats the rug.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I mean, honey did that to my very much silk rug standing right next to me.
Yeah. It's because she hates everyone. Well, actually, no, I don't think she has any hate in her heart.
No, I think that
she, and by think, I mean, I know that she's the dumbest dog in the entire world. And I really try really hard to love her. This is making me sound like a horrible person. I do like our dog. She just...
No, you don't. She's a horrible dog. Some dogs are horrible. It's okay.
She's really a bad dog. She ruins things.
But you've kept her, so that actually makes you a saint.
I know.
She just... Like... And then I'll have so much hope because she'll be doing so well for like months. And then she'll get a wild hair and be like, I'm going to pee on that. For no reason. Like, she's been walked, she's been let out, she's been pet, she's been loved. And she'll literally, like, while you're standing next to her, get up and, like, pee or poo on something. And you're like...
Since Honey's going to go to the bathroom on any brand new rug that you get, why don't you take advantage of your new project and buy the rug and then just store it somewhere and train Honey or train the kids to keep Honey out of your bedroom and then use the rug in there.
I'm rearranging my entire house like an idiot because I'm bored. And this is what happens when I'm bored. So it's a disaster. And I also, you know, when like you do things and you just kind of like do them and then you get like too far to like stop doing the thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. But you have like a big obstacle. Mm-hmm. So
what is this giant obstacle?
My giant obstacle is that I can't actually get my dining room table through any of the doorways without taking it apart. And
why can't you take it apart?
The dining room table apart by myself.
Oh. Why not?
Well, so you need two people to like pull it so I can get the leaf out.
Okay.
And Josh cannot understand the concept of just like holding the table while I like pull one end. So he keeps like pushing it towards me and I'm like, no, just stand there.
Don't move.
Just literally stand there and don't move. Because I think if I could get the leaf out, I could be like, do the like, tip it on its side and then like pivot, you know, it like around the doorways. So there's that. But if I couldn't do that, I can't get the legs off because I am super weak and I can't like start the like movement of the thing to like get the legs off the table. And that's like the biggest part that if I like don't get this part done, Sam's gonna get home and be like,
so is it going to the like playroom? Where is it going?
Yes, so the table is going into the like what's supposed to be the dining room,
right,
in these houses, and then the playroom is moving into like the living room.
Okay.
Is that so you can like homeschool with more focus and no distractions in the dining room?
Okay. Yes. Because the kids, like all their homeschool stuff was in the playroom. but then they do their homeschool in
the other room,
the dining room, at the dining room table, and they were just like dragging their stuff back and forth, and it was super, super annoying because they would never put it back like in an effective manner, and so their books and stuff would just be like all over the bookcase and just like strewn about places. And then we actually legitimately lost Clara's language arts for like a solid 3 weeks. And so I was like, that was kind of the impetus of like, I am done. We have to homeschool. All your stuff has to be in the same place that we do homeschool. So that is the impetus for moving everything. Also, I have those two, like I have that big kitchen, Japanese kitchen closet. And it is not heavy, but I can't get it apart because it comes in two pieces. So I was going to take it in two pieces and put it together like a buffet. But I cannot get it because it's on little pegs. You know how it like sits on little pegs? You have to like
lift it off.
You have to like lift it up and off.
I'm too short to do that stuff usually.
I am. That's the problem. I'm too short.
Yes.
I do not need no man.
I need to be like
a solid 4 inches taller.
You know what the real problem is that even if all three of us were together, we still couldn't do it without a step stool.
But right? Like none of us need a step stool to like lift it up and off because it's really not heavy. It's that like I can't do it. And again, Sam's going to get home and be like, was there a purpose for this? And I'm going to be like, yeah. And he's going to be like, no.
So I'm going to throw out, like, with that, listeners, all of you out there, we are not necessarily short people. We are just not tall enough people.
I think I'm the shortest one.
You are the shortest one.
Yeah.
Are you shorter than me? Yeah. No, you're not.
Yeah, I'm only 5'4". I'm only 5'4".
I'm 5'3".
I'm shorter than you.
I feel like I'm shorter than you when we're around.
So see, that's
it's been a while.
Like, Zoe's taller than me, but today at the doctor, they measured her at 5'3¾".
No.
Look, people, there's no way, because I have been measured at 5'4", but I'm pretty sure that Lacey is a smidgen shorter than me, and Amelia, I'm shorter than you.
No, you're not, because I'm 5'3".
I feel like you're closer to 5'6". I really do. I don't know. Like, I feel like you're taller than me, but it's been a hot minute. It's been a few months.
Solidly and have been for like 10 years, 5'3".
I mean, even if that's the case, though, I'm still pretty sure that you're taller.
I'm looking up a picture.
I know.
Like true friends, we don't
have
very many pictures together, but
I'm 5'4¾", but I also slouch all the time. Jeremy came in here and he's like, grow. Like, this is this much. Nobody cares.
Either way, everyone, we are definitely shorter than the current average female, which we weren't back in the day. We were considered average, and now we're not. And now we're considered small people.
But we all have that, like, mentality of, the hell, I can't.
Right?
Exactly. That's the military spouse, though.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I we know plenty of military spouses that are just like, do it for me.
True.
This isn't the furniture that you get?
What do you mean?
Oh, we're starting already.
Okay, no. We are like the same height, Katie.
Well, I mean, you're on a bit close.
You're on a bit of an incline in this picture. Like, you're on a hill.
Right. Yeah, y'all look the same height. I feel close, but
I'm pretty sure that Amelia is still slightly.
You're on a hill. You're on the downward part of the hill.
Right. So that I don't know. But hey, look at us in our cuteness of matching. I don't actually remember that we planned to stand exactly the same.
I don't think we planned to match. Look, Sam's doing. The photos
look like they're spliced. Yeah. Aww.
That was a lot of fun. We did nothing but sit in a golf cart and enjoy ourselves and talk to Josh through Alexa.
Yeah.
For like that whole time.
Yeah.
It was great.
Because Josh, that's why Josh lost his Alexa, because he can't, like, his thing, because he can't stop calling me. He couldn't stop, like, calling me on Alexa to tell me, like, Mom, okay, Mom, just so you know, I didn't move anything. Thanks, bud. Like, hey, Mom, so just so you know, it's 6 o'clock. Thank you.
Miss Lacey, my mom's not here right now. Yeah.
Well, I mean, okay, so then I get the Clara ones though. You know, I'm in New Jersey and Clara's in Japan, and I get this like call, but it says Amelia, and I answer it, and she goes, Miss Katie, I don't know where my mom is. What do you mean you don't know where your mom is? So I think she went to a birthday party without me, and I really wanted to go to this birthday party, and I don't know where she is. And she said she was going to be like right back, and then we go out there and we can't find the van, and I don't know where she is, and can you find her? Sure, I'll do my best.
I think there was a time that they called me after they called you. They're like, we can't find our mom, and Miss Katie doesn't know where she is.
Yeah.
And it's like,
yeah,
okay.
I think I ended up like texting you, just being like, have you spoken to her? Is she alive?
Yeah.
And then you confirmed she was. But she thought that I was Lexi calling, because Lexi for a while like did nothing but just call her constantly because she wanted to talk to Clara. She's like, I'm gonna call. So Amelia was like, someone is dying in the Wilson house and I need to figure this out. And so she just ignored her because we had, you know, the talk with Lexi. And instead it was me trying to make sure that Amelia was alive and let her know that her children are at home. I mean, she wasn't anywhere. Like, everybody who is freaking out, she was outside. It's not like she had
like
gone anywhere.
Walking my dog in these instances or something like that. And my kids are like, our mom's gone.
You were on the phone with the mafia. That's what was
happening. Yes, because I don't get any cell service in my house. So I have to, like, walk up the street to, like, talk if I ever want to talk on my phone. And my children call my friends on the iPad, and they're like, we can't find our mom. I'm like, if you literally looked, like, went out our door and, like, looked to your right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Ta-da.
That's where I am.
Every time. Every time.
Single time. Like, I don't leave my children alone in the house. No. They just are like, she's gone forever. Or one time they called Lacey, and I had literally been, I was walking my dog, and I was like, maybe, I think I had left like 3 minutes ago. Like, yeah. I did not even get to like the next street because I was walking the dog, and they were like, we called Miss Lacey because we were so worried about you. I'm like, what?
But when you're home, it's like you don't see them for 2 hours and they're just completely happy.
Yes, they don't need you.
Yeah.
They don't need you until you are doing something, and then they need you so badly. And like all the times that I would be on the phone with MCCS and I have to like go up the street a little bit so I can actually like hear, because I have no cell phone service here.
Right.
That's when they're like, we desperately need your attention or we'll literally die.
Yes. It's the FOMO.
To the point that I must call someone on the other side of the world and freak them out because I'm alone in this world. And you
I'm all alone.
Because
if I looked 200 yards, that's a long way. No, I looked like
50 feet 50, or something. Like
50 yards to my right, I'd see my mother.
Go get ready for dance. Somebody really, really wants to be on camera right now.
I figured as much.
Is it Abby?
Yes. Abby. As much as she kept popping into the Marco Polos earlier, I was like, she's gonna like photobomb.
Yeah. I knew it was Abby.
They knew it was you. Now go get ready.
Yeah.
You're all green. What did she do?
I know. Abby has this ring light, and the light was coming in so that I was casting a shadow here. Oh. So I was like, give me a ring light. Fix it! Fix the stupid thing.
Go for rave. She is awesome.
Go. I don't know. I might send her to you. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
He'd throw a fit.
I'll go one way. I'll take her.
I'll take her, but that means you'd have to get Clara.
I'll take Clara. Clara's awesome for me. Dude, Claire is amazing for me. I have three older girls that she's like, I want to be just like them. And she loves Mr. Jeremy.
She does. You can mm-hmm. have her.
Although you might have a seven-year-old like totally revolt if you send Clara somewhere else before she sees her. Just saying.
Send everyone to Lacey.
That's
hey, cool. Everyone would love my house. We have a pool. I'll just send them out back. I'll take them.
Like plenty hey, of really older
is,
children.
It really is vacation yeah. compound.
It yes. is vacation compound. We can all just send our children to Lacey, and your children are old enough to watch them by themselves, and we'll just leave.
Yeah.
Sounds like a plan.
With all of that mm-hmm. and the talk of the vacation compound, we should probably circle around to like what we're doing
the beginning.
Yeah. Ready, Lacey, our narrator of the night, because I want to call you a narrator at this moment. Go!
MC!
Thank you so much for joining the Virtual Compound today. We hope you enjoyed this episode. Stay tuned and follow us on Instagram at the Virtual Compound Podcast for more episodes and content.
My hair needs. I need to do the. I need to do the 80 oh, we're not volume. Because I'm really? Kidding. No. I literally said be quiet. You said okay. We made a deal. We shook on it. We signed an oath in blood.
Welcome back to the Virtual Compound, where three women brought together by dance found friendship.
Oh, dude.
Coping with everything ranging from parenting, like mother. So close.